Friday night, David John Oates is standing by. He will be, as usual, serving up some remarkable reverse speech segments for us this hour. He's got a lot on. I think he told me he had about 200 to try to sift through last night and today to get ready for the program tonight. Is that right, David? 200?
Yeah, about 200 I had to start off with. Of course, I've narrowed it down to about 45. But next time it goes through my selection process, and then Jeff does his selections. But anyway, we got some good ones. Really outstanding ones, actually.
Yeah, very good. Are you on Skype or are you on the telephone?
I'm on Skype, as I always am.
Okay, it's okay. It was a little fluttery there for a minute. Let's see how it behaves. You're loud and clear. I just wanted to get some more stability, and it probably will settle down. Just keep an even distance from the mic, and we should be okay. Let's see. You're fine. We'll just go. I just noticed that I mentioned earlier tonight, in fact, the USS Ronald Reagan, the super carrier, a nuclear carrier, is now headed toward Korean waters with its support task force. So that'll be two nuclear carriers up there off Korea, which certainly would fall into what, generally speaking, you found out and what we've heard on this program are Trump and his neocon generals' plans. They're going after North Korea one way or the other.
Well, it comes out in the reversals.
There's more confirmation tonight. Wow.
Oh,
all right.
Absolutely. Maybe I should go straight to that. Here. Let me go straight to here's one on Mattis. Okay. He's talking about North Korea. So here we go.
Together, with a spirit of collaboration, I'm confident we'll continue to provide for the security and prosperity of our nations and the region.
He's talking about North Korea, huh? Quite glowing words for us, but backwards he says, seal the battle for nukes.
Well, that's not good news. That's very clear. What was the forward? I didn't quite understand what he was talking about there. What was the forward?
Let's play it again. Yeah, I had a longer section when I played it first. I'll have to see if I can limit here. Let's just play this section.
Together, and with a spirit of collaboration, I'm confident we'll continue to provide for the security and prosperity of our nations and the region.
He's talking about North Korea. I know that. Look, there's a longer version. Let me see if I
He's not talking about South Korea? That's what it sounds like he's talking about. Together.
He's talking about the threat to the whole region, North Korea, and protecting. This is in his visit to South Korea.
Uh-huh.
He's in South Korea. He's visiting South Korea.
Right. He's talking about South Korea then and the threat to it. I understand, yeah.
Right. That's the context. So, seal the battle for nukes. That implies that they intend to do something fairly soon. And there's a reversal. Where on earth is this one?
See, the only way that, and I'm sure most all of you listening understand this, the only way that North Korea can be attacked is with nuclear weapons, unless you use biological weapons and try and start a pandemic and kill everyone. But they have been building underground facilities for over four decades. Country is a rabbit warren of deep underground bunkers, tunnels, manufacturing complexes, and God only knows what else. probably high-speed rail connections. They're going to have to use nuclear bunker busters to get down deep enough to do any serious damage. And then how good is their intelligence? I don't know. But yeah, that's very clear, that reversal. That's
Let's play it again. Let's play it again. Seal the battle for nukes. I mean, wow.
See, then that, for those of you who may be skeptical, and we always welcome that. I can speak for David on that. It's fine. But when you have every syllable in place and the congruent subject matter in your ear, he's talking about the issue. And the issue of the Korean Peninsula is war against North Korea. There's no question about it. It's not there. And if there was a syllable that wasn't there, it wouldn't work. It has to be exact. And that's the way David has always done it for 34 years.
Yep. It's all there. And it's congruent with the whole situation. I mean, you know, it's all about North Korea's nukes right now. And there's a battle for it, and America intends to win. And then here he is again, same speech.
Stability.
Oops. Okay, here we go.
Our alliance is a testament to mutual commitment and respect, and it is a linchpin of peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region.
So, yeah, so he's in South Korea, and he says, gonna kill.
Oh, my.
That's pretty straightforward.
Mad dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog Mattis. They're getting ready. They're going to win the battle for nukes.
And then they're going to spread radiation, death all over the Korean Peninsula, one way or the other. It'll extend. You watch. These people are crazy. This is insanity.
Yeah, I agree. Then he says this.
Today, Minister Han and I will discuss other ways to make certain our militaries are always ready to protect this republic.
Okay, now look, this reversal was borderline. Jeff and I both, we played this one together just three or four times. We finally decided to go with it. Kim, deal with it, is what we're hearing. Kim, deal with it.
Kim, deal with it.
That works.
Yeah, so
Kim, deal with it. Right. In other words, it's kind of a threat. They're taunting him. Kim, deal with it.
That's right. Yeah, exactly that. And then he says this.
We stand with our peace-loving Republic of Korea ally to maintain stability on the peninsula and in the region.
And there he says, give up, you evil.
Give up, you evil.
Talking directly to North Korea there.
That's unusual. He's actually engaged in a subconscious statement delivered to North Korea. That's very interesting.
Yep, that's right. Then he says this.
The United States stands by its commitments, and we stand with our ally, the South Korean people.
And here he says, stiffen, they are snakes.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, definitely talking about North Korea.
It's all war talk, every bit of it.
It's all war talk. It's full of it. And and as we go through, we're going to go on to Masters and Tillerson, and Trump's got a couple of interesting reversals. They say, oh, let me play here. Let me give you a preview on Trump. Listen to this one. I said, whoa, out real loud when I heard this reversal. And Jeff, I think Jeff ran into the room. What was it or something? So here is. We're going to have a quick preview of Trump. I'm just jumping the queue.
And thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
He's talking about he's meeting with Kissinger. He's just met with Kissinger. Thank you very much for being here.
And thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
And here he says, forgive us, America. You hear that?
I sure do. That is further confirmation of what they're planning to do.
I know. Hasn't that changed from Wake Up America? I mean, it's like, what? Excuse me? This is the same man who last year was saying, wake up, America. And now he's saying, forgive us, America. Okay. Whoa.
Unbelievable. That is really troubling. He just obviously had a conversation with Kissinger, and it's safe to assume they were talking about the pending attack on North Korea.
Absolutely. No doubt. And here we have, if there's any doubt here, here's a last reversal on Mattis, then we'll move on to McMaster.
And it's good to be back. I appreciate you hosting me and sharing your assessment of the situation we face.
And here he says, assassin regime.
Assassin regime.
Assassin regime.
Regime is North Korea, and he's got his eyes on it, you know. Assassin. Wow. They've sent in their assassins, a second aircraft carrier, as you have just said. They're gearing up. Don't know what else to tell you.
Well, you first made that clear with your reversals, I don't know, two programs ago. When it was obvious that they had made a decision. Yep. Their minds were made up, and they were really moving forward from a position that had already been decided. And now look where they are. Listen to the urgency. Listen to the intensity of intent. It couldn't be more clear. It's more clear than it was 2 months ago. It is vivid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. All right, here we have McMaster. Now, who's he again? He is the
National Security Advisor.
Thank you.
H.R. McMaster.
H.R. McMaster. Okay, so here he is. The subtitle of the reversal says, Lies About Iran and Trump. Okay, let's see what he's saying forwards. Here we go.
President's leadership, very strong relationships across the Arab world, for example. And I think that there is going to be a tremendous opportunity to confront Iran's destructive behavior in the region and beyond the region.
He needs to pass an ambush. Now, I almost didn't put this one through, too, because it's pass with a British pronunciation. Like I say it, pass, instead of pass, as Americans would say it. But anyway, right. The rest right. was quite clear. He needs to pass an ambush.
He needs to pass an ambush.
I mean, it's all there.
Is he saying he needs to pass an ambush?
That's what I said.
He needs to pass an ambush. Now, that suggests to me, right, passing an ambush, how about passing off something as an ambush, a false flag, a Gulf of Tonkin, an attack on an American ship allegedly by North Korea, and they respond. It's too easy. He needs to pass an ambush. In other words, he's got to pass one off as an ambush. This is a contrivance. That's possible? Sounds like
it. That's possible. Yeah, it is. Wow. That's certainly possible.
We've felt for some time that a false flag operation is, they did it in Vietnam, they do it all the time, is certainly a probable means of starting. This is not good.
Yeah, I know. And then we go, he's talking about Iran again.
President's leadership, very strong relationships across the Arab world, for example. And I think that there is going to be a tremendous opportunity to confront Iran's destructive behavior in the region and beyond the region.
Well, I don't know what he's saying because he's lying. The reversal says you're a lie.
You're a lie.
But I don't know why he would say that. I don't know because...
It almost sounds... Play it again, David, please.
Yeah, it almost rely.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rely. You rely.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that missed both me and Jeff, that one. Wow, you rely. Okay, so let's listen to the fours again.
president's leadership, very strong relationships across the Arab world, for example. And I think that there is going to be a tremendous opportunity to confront Iran's destructive behavior in the region and beyond the region.
You rely. Yeah.
Almost hear an ing on it.
Yeah, you're relying. Hey, let's have a listen.
You rely.
No. You rely. Anyway, there we go.
So he's making Iran once again the big bully, the next target, another baddie that we're going to have to go after. Ah, this is too much. It's sickening.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, here he's talking about North Korea.
A North Korea with a nuclear weapon. And by the way, North Korea has said they're not developing this nuclear weapon just for defensive reasons. They've said they want to use it to blackmail other nations.
And here they say
this effort, I think
he's referring to the massive effort America's putting into place now, moving. Getting positioned.
This effort, there's a big effort underway. You know, here's the problem with this, David. What he just described was exactly precisely what Israel does with its 400 to 600 nuclear weapons. It blackmails people. It threatens people. It has the Samson option, which is the destruction of all of Europe and the Western world if it doesn't get its way.
Well, it's very ironic that you should say that, because you have the very next person on the list is this one here, talking about Israel. So here is the forwards.
I think what was most striking about the results of that summit is China's willingness to take ownership of this problem and to recognize that they have to act to help resolve this problem short of a military conflict. And so the president, I think, has been masterful in terms of his development of a relationship with President Xi.
And here it says, the Mossad, a sorcerer.
The Mossad, a sorcerer.
The Mossad, a sorcerer.
So,
the Mossad, a sorcerer.
So Israel is pulling its little strings. They're
big strings.
Big strings, yeah. Right, and doing exactly.
It's funny how that led into. That's happened a number of times where I'd get a sense of something, and there was a reversal right there, and that did it again.
We've done that quite a few times, and I. And I know you haven't seen my list beforehand.
No, I don't know anything about it.
I don't even know anything about it. All I know is reversals there. I don't even know what's on the forwards. I don't, as your listeners probably know, I don't listen to the forwards before I go to air. All I'm concerned about is the reversal there, and I like to be surprised myself on the air.
So. No, we are surprised often, yes.
All right, here's McMasters again.
And to have appropriate burden sharing, responsibility sharing. We're looking at that with our great ally, South Korea. We're looking at that with NATO, and what you've seen, because of the president's leadership, more and more nations are contributing more to our collective defense. So the question:
This reversal is direct intel. This reversal tells us what they're going to do. My God, a weapon killer way with us.
The weapon killer way with us.
The weapon killer way with us.
Sorry, the weapon killer way with us.
The weapon killer way with us.
Yeah, it's there.
They're going to go out and take out their missiles. They're going to take out their military infrastructure.
That's right.
Wow. There you go, folks.
Pretty big risk. Pretty big gamble.
It's a big gamble, but we've done this on your show a few times now, accurately predicted military moves based on reversals.
That's right.
Surprised they let us still on the air. But anyway, that's what they're going to do. Weapon kill away with us. Here it is.
The weapon kill away with us.
The weapon kill away with us.
Yeah, it's all there.
The weapon kill away with us.
And
so, in other words, just for our listeners, he's talking about the weapon killer way with us. In other words, we're going to kill their weapons. That's what he's saying.
That's right. That's what
we're going to do. It's very clear.
Yeah. Okay. And this one, here we go.
And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known.
I'm talking about, this is different speech.
He's talking about when he was meeting with Sergei Lavrov, I think, and gave up, literally gave up classified information to him.
Well, I've got an interesting reversal about that coming up. So, and this one says, and she'll fire soon.
Now, this is McMaster, and he's still talking about we've talked about, they've been planning this for at least 6-8 months, long time. Yeah. War game simulation over and over, hundreds of different scenarios. How might this work out? What could happen? What could go wrong? Or what kind of surprises could we face? What should be factored into this? What's China going to do? Everything you can imagine, and all backed by supercomputer analysis.
That's right, and you're seeing it all in reverse, unraveling before your eyes. And wow. Here we have the next one. This is a long reversal, but it's a good one.
You want a bigger group, right, for any of these complex problems, because you need their expertise. You need the tools that they bring to bear from different agencies and departments.
And this is brave, and they'll get the source defeated.
Wow.
Is that McMaster again?
Yeah, that's McMaster. Yeah.
Okay, so what his subconscious is saying, as you would say, as you would tell us, we're brave and we're going to win.
That's right. They're all ready to go. And they're going to seal the battle of nukes or whatever it was. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, you know, it's too bad that we don't have the time to go back over the last couple of programs and paste all of these North Korea reversals together in a progression, because they would tell an absolutely inarguable story about planning and now getting obviously very close to executing some kind of a massive military attack on North Korea. I don't know how that can be avoided at this point, although anything's possible. But Kim is not going to back down. And I tell you this, in my view, he's not going to back down because he knows China ultimately is behind him.
Yeah.
They won't. At the very most, China will do nothing. Well, and it could escalate quickly into a Chinese attack on Taiwan. This could get out of control so easily. I don't care how many war simulations they've practiced. Doesn't matter. This is nuts.
Well, then I think McMaster realizes that, because in the next reversal he says this.
The president will then continue on to Jerusalem, where he will meet with President Rivlin and lay a wreath at Yad Vashem. The president will then deliver remarks at the Israel Museum.
This one says derail it.
Derail it.
He will.
In other words, they're aware the whole thing could unravel.
Is that doesn't even sound like McMaster. Different mic or different location or something. The earlier reversals of him.
I don't know. The headline says McMaster's on
Trump. That doesn't even sound. I mean, why would McMaster be describing Trump's trip like he's a PR flack? I don't know.
Well, it may not be
McMaster, but it doesn't matter. The last few. Anyway, it sounds different to me.
It could be mislabeled. That's happened before.
But the reversals are still there. It's
Yep. All right. See if this one's McMaster. Talking about North Korea. Here we go.
So you need the viable option, the military option, to help make what you're doing diplomatically, economically, with sanctions, viable, to be able to resolve this problem short of what would be, as the president said, a major, major war.
Yeah, he's talking about North Korea. And it says, regime, they're so nervous.
Regime, this is nervous.
That's quick.
Regime, this is nervous.
It's there.
Yeah.
Totally there. Kim's regime, they are really nervous, and he's right. That's McMaster. He sounds, the voice quality sounds different than the one before. So anyway, but yeah, they are nervous. They're sweating it right now. They know, and it's not going to be a pretty picture for any of us.
All right, let's have a look at Tillerson.
That was a very intense half an hour. Are you going to top that?
I think, well, we've got some doozies coming up.
Go ahead.
That was intense. Yeah, I'll cover the whole Korean War thing in my lecture in Ashland.
Oh, wow. These, and again, I'll tell you, anybody who can get there, it'll be a week from tomorrow on the 27th at the Ashland Public Library, 7:30 p.m. sharp, David John Oates. He'll be playing these reversals, or many of them, and when you hear them in person, it'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It's so much more clear. You can hear it now, but in person, wow.
Yep, right. Okay, here's Tillerson talking about Russia relations.
Well, Chuck, the president, I think, has made it clear that he feels it's important that we reengage with Russia. The relationship with Russia, as he has described and I have described as well, is, I think, at an all-time low point since the end of the Cold War.
Here he says, give a shout, forget everyone. That forgets a bit.
I don't know.
Yeah, that forgets a little bit nicely. Yeah, all right. That was not the clearest reverse in the world. Let's move on. All right, here we go. Tillerson again.
Interference here and elsewhere. And, you know, these are not new tactics on the part of the Russian government directed not only at us but at others. But again, I think we have to look at this relationship in its broadest contours, and there are many, many important areas which require our attention if we are to bring it back to a relationship that we believe is necessary for the security of the U.S.
Okay, and he says there's a sense that they'll view it.
Yes, a sense that they'll view it.
Huh.
Yes, a sense that they'll view it.
There's a sense that they'll use it.
I'll use it, and let's have a listen again.
Yes, it sends a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it sends a little bit.
Clear as day, yeah.
Yes, it sends a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's basically they don't trust the Russians. They'll use the situation.
Right. You know, they'll play it geopolitically.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of a ho-hum reversal, but anyway.
Right.
Then we've got... I'm going to play these two. I'm going to play two reversals back-to-back. They're slightly out of order, but they're funny. Here we go. He's talking... He's in Saudi Arabia giving a speech.
We'll stand up and ultimately be...
No, sorry, tell us about Trump's speech in Saudi Arabia.
And I think the important aspect of this visit that the president is making is to bring a message of unity among all of these people of faith, among these great religions, that he strongly believes that it is the strength of the faith of people in these religions that will stand up and ultimately be victorious over these forces.
And here he says, Hillary will beat the devil. It's almost like he's...
Hillary will beat the devil.
Yeah, it's almost like saying, ha ha, Hillary, we're going to win here. And then he says, this.
So I think it is a very important trip on the president's part to call upon all people of faith in these religions to stand together for peace and stand up to this face of terrorism, wherever it shows itself, anywhere in the world.
And if he says, is Hillary the devil?
Is Hillary the devil?
I mean,
what is wrong with that man?
I know.
Look, here we are. He knows it. McMaster knows it. Mattis knows it. We are supporting terrorism. We've been funding it. We've been creating it, especially in Syria, ISIS, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda. We've been sending them weapons, funds, you name it. And he's acting this holier than thou stuff. It's just, it's really putrid to hear. It's such lies.
I know. It's insane. Here we have another one.
Well, Chuck, this is a very important trip that the president will be embarking on later in the week.
This also brings up an issue of grammar. Your government are evil. But see, government can be singular or plural, can't it?
Correct.
Can you say your government are evil?
It's a collective noun in that case. You can do it.
Yeah, I thought you could. Anyway, here's the verse. Your government are evil.
Your government are evil. Your government are evil.
Well, it's certainly there.
Your government are evil.
Yeah, so, well, that shows what he thinks about Saudi Arabia, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Unless he's talking in general terms to the public at large.
Yeah, well, that could be right, too. Oh, dear me.
Your government are evil. And they are. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. We have not got a very moral and peaceful government.
All right, here's the next one.
So I think it is a very important trip on the president's part to call upon all people of faith in these religions to stand together.
Okay, well, we played that forwards. And here he says, I'll block it.
I'll block it.
What's he going to block?
I don't know. He's going to sabotage the trip somehow, stop something from happening.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's Tillerson all over. He's just
He's kind of all over the map sometimes. I don't know what that means. That might be a very portentous reversal, David. I don't know. I'll block it. What's he going to block during the trip, if that's what he's talking about?
Hmm. It is a bit of a concern.
Hmm.
All right. Look, I have quite a few verses to get through here. Let's move on to Trump, then we'll go back and pick up some on Tillerson and Spicer and
right.
Schumer, who else have I got? All right, okay, let's move on to Trump. Okay, here is, look, it's the first on the list. Normally I wouldn't play this one, it's an unusual metaphor. Why he's using it, I don't know. But anyway, here's the forwards. He's talking about, Trump denies being investigated.
Because he told me that. I mean, he
told you one under investigation.
Yeah, and I've heard that from others. I think.
Was it in a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on.
I don't know who he's talking about here. And he says, I'm a feather.
I'm a feather.
Okay, that's see, that's a metaphor that I hear in session work occasionally. It refers to feathers in the brain shifting and changing.
I'm a lightweight. I'm not the main issue here. I'm just a feather.
I could buy that one. Yeah, that would fit better than I was going to describe. Yep. Okay. All right. And here he is again, same conversation.
Are you angry with Mr. Comey because of his Russia investigation?
I just want somebody that's competent. I am a big fan of the FBI. I love the FBI.
He says, I pay the laugh.
Are you paid the laugh?
Huh.
Are you paid the laugh? Are you paid the laugh?
There's a D in there, I think. I paid the laugh.
Okay, here we go. We'll do it again. Yeah.
Are you paid the laugh?
Ooh.
Are you paid the laugh?
You're right, there is a D.
Are you paid the laugh?
Yeah, soft D, but it is there.
The reversal before this one, he was talking about Comey, I believe, having dinner with him and so forth.
And he's talking about Comey here, too. I paid the laugh. I wonder what he means by that. Is he somehow using his money, his wealth and government affairs in some way, shape, or form? I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's interesting. It's an interesting reversal.
It is. Huh. And here we have the Forgive Us America reversal. Let's play it again, seeing it's in order here.
And thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
Oh, this is after his meeting with Kissinger. Forgive us, America. Wow. Wish we had a longer section of forward speech on that one. I'd love to know what him and Kissinger talked about for him to come out with that statement.
Yep. Wow. I agree.
Wow. Gee whiz.
We're on a short fuse here, David. I would say within a week or two, when the Reagan gets in position, and if they do use a false flag to justify what they appear to be going to do, it'll happen within the next couple, 3 weeks, I would think.
Yeah, well, these reversals, gee whiz, I hope they wait till I'm back in Australia. Heavens. I'm all set up back home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a bizarre one. I don't know why he's saying this. Trump, okay, here's the forwards.
The killing, the horrible killing in Syria stopped as soon as possible, and everybody's working toward that end. But it's an honor to have Henry Kissinger with us.
And Henry says, I don't need Rosie.
What the hell does that mean?
Rosie O'Donnell, you know.
Is he still talking about her?
No, I think so. I think he's obsessed with
someone. I've made it. I'm president. Yeah. I don't need Rosie. To hell with her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the whole essence behind it. Okay, here is meeting with Saudi Sheikh Mohammed. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Very good. Moving rapidly. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Interesting reversal. Wake up, we're alone. I think that they're not going to get the Saudi support in whatever operation that they've got planned, and they are probably going to go the whole thing alone by themselves.
Well, I don't know. They've got a hell of a lever over Saudi Arabia right now, David. That's that $100 billion arms deal the Saudis are drooling to get their hands on with the American government. $100 billion arms deal. Now, the military-industrial complex is drooling in turn. They want that deal.
Sure. Oh, well, then I don't know what wake up, we're alone means. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, okay.
He's got the upper hand with the Saudis at the moment.
Okay. I don't know anything about the situation. So. All right, here he is talking about Comey's firing. Here we go.
I thought that this would be a very popular thing that I did when I terminated Comey, because all of the Democrats couldn't stand him. But because I terminated him, they said, we get some political points, we'll go against Trump.
He simply says, listen.
Listen.
It doesn't really mean much.
Kind of a frivolous reversal, and he's not. It's weird. Yeah.
Here he's talking about Comey again.
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not.
You had made the decision before they came in.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless.
This reversal says, gonna win.
Gotta win.
Gotta win, okay.
Gotta win.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta win.
Absolutely.
Gotta win.
Okay, well, he's talking about Comey's firing.
That's just his philosophy. Gotta win.
That's Trump.
I'm in charge here. Gotta win.
That's Trump. Yep. Yeah. All right. And here he is on Comey's firing again.
And his clearance, and this is something they never want to report. He had clearance from the Obama administration, the highest clearance you can have.
And here he says, the sheriff send him that, a mob. What a strange reversal. The sheriff send him that, a mob.
The sheriff send him that, a mob.
Huh.
The sheriff send him that, a mob.
Interesting. Well, the sheriff sent him that. that's authority.
Mm-hmm.
Give you the highest clearance. But what is the mob on the end of it got to do with anything?
I don't know. That's a question I can't even guess at. That's strange.
Now, the mob comes up occasionally. It's in reverse in these matters.
Can mean a number of different things.
Yeah, bye. All right, here we have a really classic, beautiful reversal. I mean, not so much what it communicates, but just the way it sounds. It's a wonderful reversal. So here's Trump talking about relations with Russia and Putin.
I speak with the head of India. I speak with the head of China. I have to speak with Putin also. It's called Russia.
And here he says, and he asked me what I'll do.
And he asked me what I had to do.
You hear that there?
He's almost like he's singing it.
I know,
he's just walking down the street whistling a tune. And he asked me what I'll do.
Yeah, Jeff Toast said exactly the same thing when he heard it. It was like a song, you know. But it's interesting. It does raise questions. What has Putin and him talked about? What asked him what he'll do about what specifically? I'd like to know. So, but it implies that him and Putin are actually talking, okay? And then after that reversal about which you and Jeff both said it sounds like singing, we have this reversal here.
I speak with the head of India. I speak with the head of China.
Oh, that's the same forwards. Okay. Right. Oh, the reversal is, I shall walk slow song.
I shall walk slow song.
He is singing again.
Certainly is.
How strange. I'll be bothered. Anyway.
He's a strange man.
He is, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, my book I'm going to start writing when I get back from America, he's got at least two or three chapters, I can assure you.
Good.
All right, here he talks about relations with Russia.
So I'm okay with those discussions, Lester. I think it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Talk about Russia, and he says, they're fair, but I may glue this together. Huh, that's classic Trump. They're fair, but I may glue this together. Yeah, Russians are fair. I may be able to be the person to glue it all up, fix it all up. Anyway. Okay, let me see. Here we have a clapper on the Comey firing.
The founding fathers, in their genius, created a system of three co-equal branches of government. And a built-in system of checks and balances, and I feel as though that's under assault and is eroding.
Interesting. And he says, "Seen his grin."
Seen his grin.
Huh.
Seen his grin.
Who's he talking about? Do you think?
Reversal is entitled "Clappy Talking About Comey's Firing."
I've seen his grin talking about Comey.
I'd say you probably haven't seen Comey grin a great deal.
Comey may have the last laugh, by the way, in all this. He's on to make probably 100 times more money than he was making as FBI director. He didn't need it. He was a board of director, on the board of directors. I think it was HSBC, one of the big banks. A big player. He's a globalist player. He's not an American patriot leading the FBI. He's a globalist player.
All right. Here we have someone, Chuck Schumer. Now, he is filming in who he is.
He's a senator. Senator Charles Schumer.
He's a Democrat, right?
Mm-hmm. What's he say?
Okay, so we got half a dozen reversals on him. It says Trump fired Comey as a cover-up of investigation into collusion with Russia. Okay, so that's what the headlines say. So here's the forwards.
The first question: the administration has to answer is why now? If the administration had objections to the way Director Comey handled the Clinton investigation, they had those objections the minute the president got into office, but they didn't fire him then. Why did it happen today?
And here he says, how we deal with it. Well, that's what Democrats do.
They attack
the Republicans. They're questioning the decision. So
his primary loyalty seems to be to serve the interests of Zionist Israel.
Oh, really? So,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this reversal will send chills down your spine. Listen to this one.
I never called on the president to fire Director Comey. I had a lot of questions about how he handled himself. But the overwhelming question is this. If the administration had those same questions, the events occurred months ago, and they should have fired Comey on the day they came into office. All of them occurred before he came into office.
Now, this reversal obviously is not related to the forwards. It says, hurry up, they deserve to die.
Hurry up,
they deserve to die.
Hear that?
I certainly do. I don't like the way he says that. It's a totally different cadence, different pitch, different... different tone, his delivery. It's very what is he?
Different voice inside of him.
Totally. It's like a whole different person.
Yeah, totally different topic completely. I think he's thinking about the pending attack on North Korea. Hurry up, they deserve to die. Let's get this over with. Personally, that's my 2 cents worth, but it's a reversal that is really chilling. I'll play it again. Hurry up, they deserve to die.
Hurry up, they deserve to die.
Hurry up, they deserve to die.
Yeah.
Hurry up,
they deserve to die. He says that in such a psychopathic, heartless...
Yeah, you're right.
The guy's no soul, none.
Yeah, you're right. And here he is again.
We know the House is investigating Russian interference in our elections.
Oh, please.
The Trump campaign. We know the Senate is investigating.
And here he says, innocent, warn you.
Innocent, warn you.
Innocent, warn you.
You know, it's interesting.
Innocent. Warn you.
It's almost like he's saying, look, we know this is bogus. Russia didn't, Trump didn't collude.
Right.
Comey to throw off the Russian investigation.
Right.
But he's saying, oh, well, but we're warning you, we're going to go ahead with this strategy anyway, you know. It's a duplicitous statement, if that makes sense.
It certainly does, yeah.
Oh, look, this reversal, this has got to be the classic insult reversal of all time. This is classic. This one's going to go down in reverse speech history. When I heard this one, I almost freaked, and Jeff had the same reaction. Here we go.
Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein sat in the Judiciary Committee and promised to appoint a special prosecutor at the appropriate time. That time is right now. The American people's trust in our criminal justice system is in Rosenstein's hands.
Gee, I don't know whether I can say what this says. Oh, look, I'm going to. Block your ears if you're young. Shit it in the ass is what the reversal says.
Shit it in the ass.
I have never heard.
What a foul-minded jerk he is. Statement.
I know. I've never heard a reversal like that. That has got to be, that rakes up right up the top really horrible, disgusting.
What a lowlife.
Horrible, disgusting mentality. Yep. And here he is again.
And they should have fired Comey on the day they came into office. All of them occurred before he came into office. So that does not seem to me to be a very logical or persuasive explanation. Thank you, everybody.
And he says, they are full of shit.
Real full of shit.
Real full of shit.
Well, one wonders who he's talking about. The media, the assembled there. I don't know. It could be anybody, any group of people. Yeah. You're talking about Trump and his administration, which is probable.
You know. Quite an amazing.
What a wonderful tribute to American government. That guy.
I got to play that other reversal again. I got to play it again. Here's the. We'll just play the reversal.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's in the ass.
She's in the ass.
What a way to finish the show. See you, Jeff.
David, thank you. That was just a stunning display of reverse speech. And see you in Ashland a week from tomorrow.
You certainly will. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Right. Terrific. Bye-bye. All right. Wow. Well, the first half hour was rather profound and conclusive, that what we've been hearing from David in reverse speech for the last couple of months is that they have made their decision. They are going to war against North Korea. And from the sense of what we heard tonight, it would appear that things are ratcheting up ever faster toward that time. They may use a false flag to start it. I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I think I'd be surprised if they didn't. Remember, North Korea has 72 submarines that could fire a torpedo at one of our smaller ships and disable it and claim that it was an attack by North Korea. And then, kaboom. All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks for being here. And we'll talk soon.